With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Farmers are seeing a fresh crop on the rise with the federal government's proposal to allow ethanol-blended gasoline to be sold year-round. Farmers Union Representative Mark Watney says the proposal would certainly be good for farmers.
This would create more demand and it would convert more corn into ethanol, maybe help the corn prices. And then, of course, if we could even take that further up D30, we get a much better blend, a lot cleaner emissions, and then that would be a huge demand increase that would really help farmers.
Farmers unions are hoping the rule can be finalized in time for the summer driving season. The ethanol blending ban, though, goes into effect on June 1st and goes all the way through September 15th. Watney says adopting the rule, though, would be especially good for farmers who are affected by the trade war.
And then we have this huge trade war that's going on. It's not resolved with Canada and Mexico yet, and we have the huge one with China. And even though we talk about soybeans, with the price of soybeans being down, it drags the price of corn, wheat, and all our other commodities down.
The Environmental Protection Agency is proposing the rule change, which would essentially lift the summertime prohibition on the use of E15 or gasoline blended with 15% ethanol. The ban was put into place because of concerns that the blends contribute to smog. Comments on the proposal, though, can be submitted to the EPA by April 29th. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington on the Ag Information Network of the West.